Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You spend half the time dreaming, the other half's a lie. You don't know where you're going and you don't know how to try. You don't
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you want to share your thoughts or opinions, you can do so by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I forgot to pull up the actual text line, so don't text yet. Do it in a little bit, because I have to do that in the commercial break. I forgot about pulling that thing up. So many things I get out of the habit of doing. I don't do this on a daily basis anymore. Forget all the stuff I'm supposed to be doing. Oh, well. I know one thing I can do. I can just keep talking. As long as I just keep talking, then we're all good. So all the rest of it can, like, whatever. Oh, got lots to go over today. I think we're going to be talking to Mike Wood, Sheriff Mike Wood, later today. Is that today, John?
I do believe so.
You're the producer. You're supposed to have the schedule. You got to book all the people. That's not you? That's not what you do?
I'm not allowed to bring the book here, though.
Oh, you don't bring the book?
You know.
You know? I totally get that. Yeah. Well, let me delve into some stories here. The Jay brush fire has it's been contained. It's about 60% contained right now. 160 acres. No homes damaged right now. All the roadways are accessible. It's funny because I was just talking to somebody about a week and a half ago. We were driving around and there was a lot of water we had in some areas. And they were talking about their concern, though, because some of the places where there's not houses, some of our rural areas, that they felt like it was getting overgrown again, and we were being set up for another big wildfire year. Because we've had that a couple of years. There's been a few years we've had a lot of threats of wildfires. It seems like every year now we have some sort of fire that breaks out. We don't have, like, California-level wildfires, right? But we do get our own little wildfire things that threaten stuff. And so I was talking about that. I go, man, it seems like we've had a lot of rain and everything. They go, well, not for Florida. And sure enough, now it's like a week later, all of a sudden this wildfire breaks out in Jay and is spreading. And Joe Zwierkowski from the Florida Fire Service. I don't know why I have to pronounce Zwierkowski's name that way, but that's Joe Zwierkowski. He's with the Florida Fire Service. He says that a fast response from fire crews from Pace, Jay, and Allentown is what's made the containment successful so far. And he says they've been having, I guess, other responses are similar to mine. We're talking about wildfires, It says it comes as a surprise to residents in the area, but he says we are in the peak of Florida's wildfire season. So he says neighbors to our north and Alabama have already experienced several outbreaks of wildfires over the past several weeks. We are starting to see an increase of fire activity in our area. This is what happens mid-March. They should have this fire. They have no reason to believe they will not have this fire 100% contained over the next coming days. So there's a little update on that big old monster right there. Speaking of weather issues, we're still months away from the Florida Atlantic hurricane season, but people are starting to prepare now, obviously, for the future. And one of those people or groups that's preparing for the hurricane season is the National Hurricane Center themselves. They've announced a few changes to the upcoming hurricane season, like updating its cone of uncertainty. They've done this a couple years ago too, where they updated the cone of uncertainty. They're also going to provide an earlier window to send out alerts about potential tropical activity, which is one thing we've seen as well. They seem to continually give us more and more advisories when it pertains to that. So the advisory was at 48 hours. So 48 hours, if you are in a hurricane, like you're going to be in the area where a potential tropical something will hit, they would get out an alert, send out text alerts. It's now 72 hours. So I think that's good. Most people usually, like, we'll talk to people, but it's hard for me to understand because I'm in media, right? We're always watching these things. We're like, how could you not know we have a potential tropical disturbance headed our way? Don't you follow the news? Don't you follow Andrew McKay and Pensacola Morning News?
Don't you do it?
How dare you? You know, so, sometimes I'm in my own little bubble, and I forget that not everybody watches or listens to news type stuff. And so 48 hours for some people are like, wait, 48 hours. And then when they look at it and then all of a sudden they say, oh wow, we really could be having a bad storm coming. I gotta make some plans to get out of here. And 48 hours may not be enough for some people who've not been paying attention. 72 hours. Yeah, there you go. So I like that. I think it's pretty good. The cone of uncertainty. It will be narrower. We'll have a narrower cone of uncertainty. So in other words, it's less uncertain. Okay. They admit this is still an experiment. You know, they're just tweaking. They're just tweaking things a little bit here and there, trying to help us understand the probable path of the center of the storm. So they said when it comes to the center of the storm, that cone of uncertainty was they're trying to keep it as narrow as possible so people have it. But we've seen many, many, many times the storm of the cone of uncertainty is planning to go in one area, and then when it's finally like where it makes landfall, it's nowhere near where the cone of uncertainty said it was going to go. It's just weather. It's just how it is. There's going to be new symbols. The cone of uncertainty legend will now contain symbology for areas where a hurricane watch and hurricane storm are in effect at the same time, marked by diagonal pink and blue lines. That's weird. I'll have to see it.
Wait a second. And then, pink and blue lines? Is that,
yeah,
is it a reveal line, party?
A diagonal pink. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That is kind of an interesting one.
That is.
As I mentioned, it'll be about 3-5% smaller compared to last year, and there'll be a new rip current risk map will be highlighted as well. It'll actually show the rip current potentiality or whatever it might be. So, all right. Big news today in the sports world. The NCAA men's basketball tournament begins. I think tip-off is like noon our time today. So I do know our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. They do have a perfect bracket challenge where you could win $100,000 if you get a perfect bracket and you join their group and you're from the Pensacola area. So you just go to ESPN Pensacola. They have a banner on there to take you to the bracket challenge to register, and then you join the ESPN Pensacola group on ESPN Fantasy. And submit your bracket. I actually started doing this yesterday, John. I'm going to participate, even though I can't win. I mean, I can win, but all I get is bragging rights. I just get to rub it into everybody that I'm smarter than them.
Okay, because so I was just about to ask if I could, but obviously
you could totally do it. You just can't win the money. But you know, I don't need to win the money. I want to win the bragging rights and just show that I'm smarter than everybody else.
That's right. Do I get a trophy?
Isn't that what the perfect bracket is?
Yes.
Whoever has the perfect bracket is clearly smart. They didn't get lucky.
No.
No, they're smarter.
Yes.
No, the bracket thing is so frustrating because I can't tell you how many years I've done this. And like,
right?
My ex-wife, who doesn't watch sports at all, knows nothing about any sport, would beat me at the bracket. I'm like, this sucks. So stupid.
Oh my goodness.
So brackets begin today. You can actually submit up to 25 brackets under the ESPN Pensacola perfect bracket challenge, by the way.
I basically just have time for one to try to remember.
I know I was trying to fill it out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I tried to fill out another one. I was like, oh, I'm going to do a upset version, you know?
Right.
And then after I got the, now I'm going to do it. And I was like, never mind. I'm done. It was a lot of work.
And you saw that the Sun Belt Conference champion Troy plays Kentucky in their first game. Kentucky.
I thought about trying to choose an upset there, but I'm like, it's Kentucky. Like,
it's Kentucky, not a good
pull, man. Yeah, that's not a good first round matchup.
Luck of the draw there.
Because I want to root for the SBC team. You know,
I know
we saw them play week, you know, day after day. That's not a good one to
start out with.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough win. Let's just put it that way. 23% said that their main strategy is turning to friends and family for help. 14% base it on a hunch. 22% said whatever vibes they're feeling. So my ex, who actually did pretty good,
right?
She would be like, pull up the mascot. Let me see what their uniforms look like.
Base
like,
it
that's
on
got nothing what? To do with yes. it. And like I said, she would end up beating me.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be bragging about that. I'd be like, yeah, I won.
I mean, that's what I meant to say is I cannot recall
the event in question.
The results of the competition. 1 in 6 Americans say that they plan to participate in some sort of bracket. 1 in 6 Americans. It's becoming a pretty big thing right there. Oh, and I got this from New York Post. 1 in 10 said they do sometimes make the picks based on the team's mascot. So my ex wasn't the only one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even though 1 in 6 Americans plan to participate in some sort of bracket challenge, 31% of Americans will follow the tournament at some point. You know, maybe they'll wait till Final Four or whatever, but there'll be something going on with that.
But you and I have been following it since basketball started, even the preseason. Well, yeah.
That's right, yes.
And exactly. I'm just like, so, I can't get it right.
I know, right? Exactly. I could watch all the games, and I'm still not going to get it right.
Right.
That's how it works. So, all right, let's go ahead and get a quick break right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Good morning to you. When we come back here, I do want to talk about real estate and high prices of real estate in the United States, but particularly here in Florida. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, spruce, spruce.
It's Spruce, the new hardworking, worry-free weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people and pets. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Weeds die by the next day. Find Spruce wherever weed killers are sold.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Not my kind, it's not my time to wonder why everything all white, everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. I don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the days go by.
Some old classic 90s grunge music. Gavin, what's his last name? Okay.
Gavin DeGraw?
Yeah, Gavin DeGraw. Bush. That's some good stuff. Bush, some of those things, like, I don't listen to that. I'm one of those that doesn't listen to, like, I don't get stuck in, like, a genre of music. I listen to what's new. I listen to a lot of new stuff. And so I'll listen to, like, I don't know, Harry Styles and Benson Boone and different pop things. I listen to Kane Brown on country and Jelly Roll and
country.
I listen to all kinds.
That is a forbidden word for Andrew McKay.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh. If I play country, I get mean looks and slapped and hit and just all sorts of stuff.
It's still the fastest in the United States as far as music goes. So you got to get on board with it. So I've been dipping my toe into a little bit of different country songs and Shaboozy. Shaboozy and some Jelly Roll, I'm not gonna lie, I don't like a lot of it, but you know,
our Bobby's growing up.
That's like, that's pretty good.
You're growing up, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on, but but every now and then I gotta pull up the old stuff, you know.
Of course.
So I'll pull up some old '90s grunge. I'll even pull up a few weeks ago. I go to Apple Music. And I'm like, give me new stuff that's been out. So I just test some new stuff, and I'm usually like, skip song, skip song, skip song. There's nothing good. All of a sudden, like, I don't know, it played some song from like Hozier or something. But then the very next song was Metallica, One. And I'm like, you can immediately recognize Metallica One, right? And it starts coming in. I'm like, what in the world? I was like, whoa, this like hits this nostalgia nerve.
Right.
Like, and I was like, whoa. And I'm like, why is this a new song? So I pulled up, and apparently they did a live concert in like Mexico City or something and came out with an album of it.
Oh, and gotcha.
So then I've listened to like that, and I listened to a couple of the songs. And then I was like, you know what? I'm listening to me some Hairspray Rock, man. I'm pulling up some Poison and some Def Leppard and some Whitesnake.
Boy, you just had a revival then.
Did, yeah. So play that for like, I'm not gonna lie, maybe 30 minutes, and then after that, kind of had a headache and was like, I can't do this anymore. And then, but it's every now and then you got to go back to the old stuff.
You do, you know? Man, you do.
Yeah. Hmm. So, and sometimes I go way old and I just start listening to like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and stuff like that. But
it's okay. We can talk later.
Yeah. Okay. A Texas woman hit the lottery for $83 million, $83.5 million last month, but they won't pay her because she bought the ticket through an app.
What?
Called Jackpocket. They're looking into whether the win should count. She can't get paid until the investigation is complete. The courier app Jackpocket is owned by the gambling site DraftKings. So you pay through the app, they send somebody to go buy the ticket for you. Lawmakers in Texas have been looking to ban the app and apps like it because they say you have to pay cash for lotto tickets. Around 9% of the tickets sold in the state, though, are bought through one of these apps. 9%. So the state Senate recently passed a bill that would have banned them, but the House didn't pass it, so it never became law. So now they're looking at it and going, oh, wait a minute. We feel like they're banned. So now this is the thing. She's like, well, there's no, if it's banned, I shouldn't be able to bought it through there. Oh boy. There's also a big lotto win in 2023 where a company in New Jersey bought so many tickets, they basically guaranteed that they were going to win. They spent $25 million buying lotto tickets.
What?
And they ended
up
winning.
Did you just say 25 million?
$25 million. They spent $25 million buying lotto tickets. They ended up winning the $95 million jackpot. Okay, that's a good. That's
yeah, okay. I was trying to do the math with my fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, nice.
you see it. I'm trying to do it.
In that one, they investigated and they realized nothing they could do. This company beat the system.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so in this lady situation, they feel like eventually she will get paid, but it just stinks for now. In the meantime,
right. Because she's trying to buy like a Porsche or, you know, a house, and she's like,
eggs.
Yeah, that is true. Oh my God.
She's like, I would love to be able to go buy a dozen of eggs.
Exactly.
If I could just get my lotto money. Florida is ranked the second most competitive region in the country for rentals. Miami being the highest. Rentals were vacant for an average of 36 days in Miami. It is the most competitive market in the United States for rentals. I would love to know where Pensacola falls on this. Because, like, how quickly do we get rentals booked up? I know one issue in Pensacola is we've got a lot of those Airbnb-type rentals that are taken away from the long-term rental market.
And I know my rent still hasn't gone down.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The executive pen from President Trump comes with an eraser.
President Trump taking a sledgehammer to the Department of Education through executive order today. White House Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Field says, quote, President Trump's executive order to expand educational opportunities will empower parents, states, and communities to take control and improve outcomes for all students.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reporting the president will need the backing of Congress to fully get rid of the department. National Weather Service will be on the ground in Maryville, Indiana, determined if a tornado touchdown. Andros Williams lives there.
Within a few seconds, I felt like the strongest force of winds I've ever felt in my life just like hit my chest. And I was like, whoa, like this is like serious. It's like, is this a tornado?
The spring began at 5:01 a.m. Eastern, but millions in parts of the plains are digging out from a blizzard. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 66 degrees in Pensacola. Pensacola City Council preparing for a vote sometime this summer on the full lease agreement for a new proposed hotel at Community Maritime Park. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is close to finalizing a deal with Valencia Development Corporation for a 180-room hotel on lot number 7, which the company has held the lease for since 2020. The council will be asked to approve an 8th extension of the lease option next week. That will pave the way for the anticipated vote later on this summer. Parking arrangements are still being worked out for that hotel, but Mayor Reeves expressed confidence that the agreement will be completed before the current deadline on March 30th. Well, an update on that Jay Brush fire. Santa Rosa County says roadways are reopened, and the fire is 60% contained, affecting about 160 acres. Local fire crews responded swiftly yesterday. There was no damage to any homes. Authorities have now lifted evacuation orders. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. You might have seen that viral video of several women fighting over parking spaces on Pensacola Beach this week.
Come on. You know, it's a parking space, and it's not worth fighting over. Certainly not worth going to jail over.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he tells News Radio the deputies were on hand Sunday when it happened. 18-year-old Victoria Posey and 20-year-old Alanaha Hills have been charged with battery in the case. Investigators say they're still working to identify some of the other women seen that were involved in that altercation. A Pensacola man's in jail on a third offense DUI charge. This is after crashing into a PPD cruiser this week. The Florida Highway Patrol says PPD were setting up to search a perimeter for a stolen vehicle when a Dodge truck crashed into the rear of a police cruiser. The officer inside was injured in that crash. Troopers say the truck fled the scene and was stopped a few blocks away. The driver was identified as 48-year-old Wendell Snow. Police say when they encountered him, he was heavily intoxicated. Snow now faces a third offense DUI and hit-and-run charges. It's 5:34 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Showers come to an end pretty quickly. Meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Showers come to an end pretty quickly as you go through the morning hours with some sunshine by the afternoon, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping into the 30s and 40s. Going into Friday, nice sunny weather with a high near 63. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 68 right now. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Last Saturday night, severe weather threatened the Gulf Coast.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Baldwin, Alabama, Escambia, Florida.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive. Along with our news partners at WEAR Channel 3.
We're all under that tornado warning, and so that is why we are going to be taking every storm that moves through our area tonight very seriously.
When you need to know, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away, if you're going, leave the sinking ship behind. Come on.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I've got a some stories of today in history to let you know about, some things that were going on here. So starting off with back in 1760, a little bit ago, the Great Fire of Boston destroyed almost 350 buildings back in 1760. In 1815, today was the day that Napoleon Bonaparte entered Paris and entered his 100-day rule. Back in 1852, Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel published by Harriet Beecher Stowe, was first published today. Back in 1852. In 1854, a couple years later, is when the Grand Old Party was created. The Republican Party was founded. In 1948, 77 years ago today, was when Zippity-Doo-Dah won Best Original Song at the 20th Academy Awards from the movie Song of the South.
Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Doo.
Yeah. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Sorry, I was having flashbacks.
People under the age of 45, 50, probably under 50, but I don't even know what this... We're talking about Song of the South. It hasn't been a Disney movie called Song of the South. What you talking about, Bobby? You don't know what you're talking about. I surely would have seen this movie if it had come out from the Disney. And I was like, well, if you're younger than the age of 50, you may not be familiar with it because it was banned in the United States. I remember watching it as a kid, though, and I loved it.
I know.
Briar Rabbit.
Great movie.
It was so fun. It was a fun movie. Apparently, they still sell like bootleg copies in China that you can order, like you can buy.
Probably on eBay.
Yep. Maybe on the eBays. Look it up. Look up and say, I want to know.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm going to look it up right now.
I'll do it too.
We're getting Song of the South.
You can type faster than me.
Yeah, I'm already looking. Amazon Blu-ray.
We can see this on Blu-ray?
$29 on the Blu-rays from there's a $23 one. Yep.
Hey,
man, you can get anything anywhere now.
I know, Bobby. Since you're logged in on this computer here, I'm just going to click the purchase.
I better not be logged in on that computer. so you can get Song of the South. What is this? Oh, it's a book, The Complete Tales of Uncle Remus. And there you go. All right, anyway, got sidetracked with that one. So Song of the South came out 77 years ago today, or won the best original song. In 1987, the United States approved AZT, a drug shown to slow down AIDS. And 1992, now we're starting to get into an era where people can remember stuff, Basic Instinct was released, starring Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone. Well, I can't remember why that was that significant. Why was this movie popular?
I don't really remember why.
I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
Those in underage of 50 are still like, I know why that one's famous. May not be familiar with Song of the South, but they know Basic Instinct. There is a girl from Georgia who's going viral. She's enrolled at the University of Georgia, and she's only 20 years old. Her name is Lily Stewart. Man, we know a lot about this girl. A cop pulled her over on March 8th when she was driving between Atlanta and Augusta. Augusta, of course, where the Masters is every year. So she's driving in between Atlanta and Augusta, and a cop pulled her over going 79 and a 55. So got a little bit of a lead foot. But
those are suggested speeds on the signs, right? Suggested.
Exactly. That's maybe what she was thinking. She goes, but officer, I thought those were just suggested speeds. Well, whatever she said or how she looked, the officer decided to just let her off with a warning.
What?
All right, yeah. So officer let her off with a warning going 79 and a 55.
Man.
Then, literally minutes later, she gets pulled over by a different officer going 84.
Whoa.
In a 55.
Okay. That's pushing it.
So this time they went ahead and gave her a ticket and locked her up for reckless driving. So when you get locked up, what do they do? Snap your picture. You get snap your picture.
Picture.
So she got her picture taken, and now it's going viral as a, quote, hot mugshot of sorority girl. Yeah. So, of course, I had to pull it up.
I'm like, I know. You can't make it up.
I got to pull it up. Even though she's 20, I don't want to be creepy, but, you know, so I have to go see what's going on. I can see why it's going on. She's a pretty girl, but I think the key is, I mean, she is smiling as all day long.
She's like, look, I get my picture taken.
They're like, we need to get you to take your picture as we're booking you in jail. And she's just like, okay. And they're like, you don't have to smile. She's like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
And so it's going viral because, yeah, she's a pretty girl and she got a pretty smile. But now people are concerned because of the online comments from creepy dudes. She's got an attorney. So here's one thing is prosecutors actually dropped the case because of concerns for her safety, because of how many comments were coming online and stuff about her mugshot.
Well, Bobby,
but
we know what to do now.
Yeah.
I mean, we just smile and look good.
It's gotta look,
that's why we're in radio, bro.
Smile in your mugshot, and then you'll be all good.
That's why we're in radio.
So she has an attorney where he's trying to get her mugshot taken down from online, And because of some of the you know, kind of crazy. But some of the comments are kind of funny because, you know, people are funny. Like, I have friends who will send me stuff all the time. They know I'm not really on social media that much. And so they'll send me the memes and they send me the things. And they always send, like, it's become a thing now where they're not even sending me something that's funny that is being sent. They're sending me and they're going, read the comments. Like, so they'll send me something that might be funny, but they're not even sending it to me for that. They're sending it to me for the comments about that. And I tell you what, man, Americans are funny. We are some funny folks. And but here's some of them. It must have been a sale at Lululemon. She was trying to get to the last pumpkin latte of the season. She was trying to get to a brunch for bottomless mimosas. And finally, Your Honor, my client, totally didn't see that sign.
oh my God.
Yeah, these are the comments that are online. Speaking of DUIs and everything and real news, a bill is moving through our state legislature here in the state of Florida that would enhance penalties for multiple DUI offenses. Oh, yes. I have talked about this multiple times myself, which is we are way too lax on DUI in this country. I think it's one thing to say, hey, you know what? Drinking's legal. You know, you can legally drink. It's a completely different thing to say, oh, well, once you drink, you get behind a wheel of a vehicle and potentially could injure multiple people or kill somebody. And that's been my main hesitation for legalizing recreational marijuana, because I actually don't have a problem with marijuana. If somebody wants to do that on their own recreationally, not for medicinal purposes, fine. Well, it's no worse than alcohol, except we already have an issue where we don't enforce DUI very well on alcohol. So I don't want to put another substance out there that will impair driving when we already don't really do enough deterrent for DUI. So for alcohol DUI. So this one they're asking for enhancements, particularly for first degree felony for subsequent DUI, vehicle homicide or vehicle homicide. So in other words, if you already have a DUI and then you get another one and then you kill somebody in your car, then that's where they want to have increased penalties. I'm like, dude, you need to have increased penalties even for the first DUI, in my opinion.
The first one. Let's enforce it.
First one.
Yeah.
Yep. Have I shared with you, since you've been producing for Andrew, have you heard my penalty take on DUI?
No, I haven't.
This is my deterrent. And okay. They need to have advertising campaign for any kind of deterrence like this, because people need to know before they get busted. But this is what the DUI is. There's an automatic first DUI, automatic 6 months jail. Automatic. You're going to jail for six months.
I agree.
You risk the lives of a lot of people. Also, you will be penalized. You'll be fined. But we're not talking no $1,000. What we're going to do is we're going to do a minimum of $5,000, or they're going to assess which vehicle you were driving in the NADA blue book or whatever, and the value of your car will be the amount that you're fined. So if you're driving a Lamborghini and it's valued at $100,000, that's your fine, $100,000. You're driving a Ford F-150 and your truck's valued at $15,000, $15,000 is your fine. So it's $5,000 or the value of your vehicle, whichever is higher.
I'm busting out the 79 Pinto right now.
Yeah, and then people are like, dude, I would never be able to buy another vehicle. Okay. You kind of lost that privilege when you decided to drive drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, or drive slightly intoxicated or buzzed. And look, I have friends and relatives that I've told this to that they've gotten busted with DUI. I go, I think you should go to jail. And they're like, what? Dude, you're my, you know, whatever.
Bobby,
and I'm like,
how dare you?
I'm like, I don't want to tell you. Like, this is, you risked a lot of people's lives, man. And so if I was driving and you hit me and I had my kids in the car, that's what I think about. I'm thinking, if I had my kids in the car, how would I react? I'm like, you don't want to see me react if that happens. So to protect your safety, you better not drive drunk.
Protect your safety. I like that one.
This is about your safety. Don't drive buzzed. But in the meantime, we should try to pass major deterrent laws. Look, This is a different era, okay? You can call Uber pretty much anywhere. Even if you can't call your buddy at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, like, hey, give me a ride home, you got Uber now. It's not the same as the day in taxis where you got to wait forever and it might be hard to get a hold of a taxi and try to do this and this and this. But even taxi services now kind of run like Ubers now. So but there's like no reason. And you can be out in the middle of nowhere now and you can get an Uber. And so, or a Lyft or a whatever, right? So there's just no reason for them. Heck, even nowadays, you'd be like, oh man, I don't want to get an Uber. You can get an Airbnb probably right next door to the bar. Like,
that's a great business idea. I like that. Come on, Bobby, let's go. Let's go in.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good thing here. Let's see here. Got a text. Getting off on the warning is such an elusive part of the male experience. I don't know any man who's ever been pulled over who's talked his way into a warning. Actually.
Oh no. Don't say actually, yeah. Because I know something's coming.
Yeah, that used to really bother my ex-wife. She would be like, how do you get off with a warning all the time? And I'll actually get a ticket. And I'm like,
wait,
I don't know. That
you?
Nice.
You got the warning?
I hardly ever get tickets. I always get off with a warning. Yeah. And I don't ever talk my way out of anything. I'm not like, oh, sometimes they pull you over. Well, you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I was probably going like 5 or 6 miles over the speed limit, right? No, you're going 16 over the speed limit. Oh, what? Oh, my gosh.
My bad.
My bad.
The right, Pinto is not calibrated.
Yeah, I go, all right, well, you better give me the ticket, my bad. And then they go and do the little history check thing, and they come back and they go, we'll just let you off with a warning, just slow it down and, you know, pay attention to the signs. I'm like, all right, cool, sounds good. Thanks, appreciate it, officer, man, you're the bomb. I was like, do you have a Facebook page I can give you a Google review on or something?
A Google review? So. That's good. I love it.
I get off all the time, though. I hardly ever get a ticket. I went through a phase, though, in my 20s where it seems like I would be going 1 mile over the speed limit and I'd get a ticket. So, but something changed, like, in my 30s where all of a sudden I just get warnings. So, I don't know.
We'll be talking to Mike Wood a little bit later. So, you know, we'll
that's right, yeah.
We'll make sure the Pinto is put on the bulletin.
Yeah, maybe it's because they pull out, do you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Well, you know,
don't
Andrew
you
does
my
that.
Voice?
Yes, Andrew does that.
Yeah, Andrew McKay does that. don't you recognize my voice in the mornings? And they're like,
nope. Yes, you're going to jail.
You're like, that's why I'm giving you the ticket.
Exactly.
You're like, why are you even pulling me over? I wasn't speeding. Yeah, I recognized you when you drove
exactly.
by.
Exactly.
So I'm going to pull you over, give you a ticket. For what? I'll just say it's reckless driving. My word against yours. All right, my bad. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. Let's talk some tourism next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area. Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
WeCare Home Hotline, Woody here.
Woody, I need help with this leaky pipe, and fast.
Probably not what they meant when they said water view, huh? Don't worry, WeCare has emergency appointments.
Oh, good. Thanks, Woody.
With highly trained HVAC plumbing and electrical technicians and thousands of positive reviews since 2014, nobody cares like we care. Let the gnome protect your home. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The 6th annual Axles for Alzheimer's and Kids All-Wheel Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and the Gulf Coast Kids House is Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church. See Axles for Alzheimer's on Facebook for more. The inaugural Wine on the Water Food and Wine Festival is Saturday at Maritime Park benefiting Sacred Heart Foundation. For tickets and info, see givesacredheart.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I hear young Michael Jackson. I don't know why, but I think about Donny Osmond now.
Wait a second. How do you make that correlation?
Because when Michael Jackson passed, right, Donny Osmond gave it like a tribute and stuff and talked about how he and Michael used to talk weekly. Like, I had no idea. They would talk regularly. Maybe not weekly, but they talked regularly. And he says they bonded because they were both child musicians, and so they had experiences that other people would never be able to understand. And so even in their older years, they still touched base and still kept up with things. And I met Donnie a few years ago, and I think maybe meeting him tight, you know, gives a little bit of things. So now when I hear young Michael singing, I think Donnie. I hear old Michael singing, and I think jail time.
Okay. I was going to leave that one alone, and I wasn't going to say anything, Bobby, but...
Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom right here on News Radio 923. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. David, what we got going on in the news?
Well, good morning, Bobby. Good morning, John. The CEO of Amtrak turning in his resignation this week. Stephen Gardner said Wednesday he was stepping down due to concerns from the Trump administration. His resignation comes after Elon Musk suggested earlier this month that Amtrak should become a privately owned company. Amtrak later issued a statement pushing back against that idea. They say that past efforts to privatize Amtrak operations have been unsuccessful. The U.S. wants to take over Ukraine's largest power plant as part of the ceasefire deal with Russia. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said during his call with President Trump, they talked about the power plant, which is currently under Russian occupation, the Zaporizhia nuclear power station, the largest in Europe. And the Federal Reserve says they are holding interest rates steady right now, despite some signs the economy could be slowing. Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed is focused on achieving maximum employment and stable prices. The Fed does say that two rate cuts will likely come later this year.
Going back to the Amtrak thing, Amtrak hemorrhages money every year. It's a very expensive boondoggle for the United States government to support it. And so the idea of privatizing some private company's not going to go in unless they can make money at it. And that's why it's not been privatized in the past, because they can't figure out how to make it profitable. Enough people will go on the trains to make it profitable is the problem.
Have either of you ever taken an Amtrak anywhere?
Oh, I have. I've actually taken it from Chicago all the way to New Orleans.
See, every time I've looked into taking a train wherever I want to go, I look at the time it takes to get there. It's like 2-3 days. It's like, oof, boy, who has time for that?
And road guess trip. What?
It's not that nice either. It's an experience. I did it for the experience. I would do it again for the experience, but I wouldn't do it for the efficiency of travel. That's for sure.
I think we should do it as a...
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.